Welcome back, dear listener, to part two of Postcard from Pop Red with a dying man in England, a very hilarious lady in Australia, and me with bits of my anatomy missing in Slovakia. Barb's in Texas. Hello, Barb's. Is that Barb's or Barbara, I wonder myself? If you could take any one person... This is a special programme, by the way. Where have you been if you've just joined us?
Yeah,
you're late. You're late.
Yeah, send a note in now.
Yes, absolutely. Barb's is from Texas. If you would like to take any one person on a desert island and live with them forever, who would it be? Rules. Ooh, get you. Rules, it cannot be your partner. Ooh,
That makes it easy.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, really?
Yep.
Would you
well,
make,
he's really
would you...
interesting. Oh. He's really interesting, and he was on a desert island in a movie, so I know he can make a fire, and,
right.
And he can spear a fish.
Right.
He didn't do very well, though, if you think. He ended up talking to a football.
Yeah, but he was there for a really long time, and he didn't die, so he's got to get points.
Yeah, but you're there forever.
That's okay. He's really interesting. Mm. He'd have stories to take me forever.
Would you canoodle with him?
If what? Offered?
Did you... I was making.
I don't hesitate there. I would.
And the daft thing is, believe it or not, I haven't practiced this question, and I really should have done. Rachel will be making mad passionate love to Tom Hanks.
Canoodling. Be polite.
Oh, canoodling. All right. On the island next door will be Lee Banks with.
Well, I would have to say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure this will come to a surprise to certain people, but on my desert island, there would be me and His Royal Bobness,
Lord
Bob of Dylan. And,
would you canoodle with him?
I certainly would canoodle with him. He might be 73, but what a fine figure of a man. and you see, the thing is, people don't realise that His Royal Bob of Dylan actually makes wrought iron gates on the side, not the side of his house, and puts them on the wall, things like, and sells them and makes. So, and I've become a computer expert, as Eric explained to you last week. Mm. So we just sit there around our campfire drinking, because he likes a glass of whiskey and stuff like that. We'd have a little bit to drink and the odd smokeable thing, and we'd talk poetry and sing to each other. And then in our private moments, I'd go off and mend computers. People would ship them out to me, and I'd ship them back. And then Bob would make wrought iron gates and make some money on the side for that. I'd be his bit on the side.
Right. Did you believe a word of that, anybody?
It's true! Look it up, Bob Dylan makes wrought iron gates, and they're quite amazing.
Are they?
Yeah, no, they are. They're short and everything.
I'm trying to pad for time here, because I still haven't got an answer.
Oh, right,
wrought iron gates.
What?
Wrought iron gates are interesting. One hopes he would impale himself on one of them.
That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be round there.
Because he'd be a Bob Kebob.
You see, the trouble is, most of the, like you two have just done, you've chosen old people.
Yeah,
Tom Hanks isn't old.
He is old.
He's really? Not old.
He is.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
He's
not old.
70.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a load of rubbish.
Yes, you can count the rings on his neck.
I'm going to find out. Hang on, I'm going to go and ask Mr. Google.
Are you?
Mr. Google.
He was born in July of 1956.
Really?
So he's 58.
God.
Yep.
Yeah.
He looks a bit old for that, doesn't he, Eric?
Yeah,
he does not. He's lived, is a life well
yeah,
lived.
Lee, remember, you have to look at my face. It is a little bit of a baby face, you know.
Your face is gorgeous. I think your face is absolutely amazing. In fact, if you remember
that Frank
Sinner
about
Cinnabon,
you.
No, seriously.
I would punch it in dough and make cookies out of it.
What, his face?
Yes.
That's a terrible thing to say. Oh, Eric,
what?
I'll give you a cyber cuddle.
Thank you, darlings. The trouble is I'd want the young versions of the people that I would go with, but they're not young anymore.
Well, you shouldn't be going with young people at your age.
Why?
Being a hypothetical question, you could have this happen in the past.
Could I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I'm torn.
Oh, right.
Then
okay.
I'm really, really, really torn. Because it would either be Stevie Nicks.
Ew.
That's only because you've got Nicks in them.
No. Because
she can go up one of those gates.
No, because she's really, like, interesting. I sounded like an American then, didn't I? Really, like, interesting. All seriousness, I'd probably take my very good friend on telly, Debbie Flint, because we sort of talk, like, we don't see each other for years, and then when we meet up and talk, we just, like, met yesterday.
Oh, that's so sweet, isn't it?
You know what I mean?
That is sweet.
I bet Martina's going to hate you now.
No, she knows Debbie.
We're not allowed to take partners.
We were sensible. We were sensible. We picked people who our partners wouldn't be jealous of.
No, Martina wouldn't be jealous of.
You said you diddle Tom Hanks. That's the difference.
No, I said I'd canoodle.
Canoodle. That doesn't mean you have to diddle.
Oh, that's right. Chinese food, of course. Yes, you're quite right.
Could be a Monica time.
You're not taking Monica as well. I'm sorry, you're not having more than one.
So I think that's the answer, Barbs. I would probably take Debbie. Reminds me, I must... thinking of that in my head. Hello, Renz. Hello, Sue, in Holland. Because I haven't spoken to them for ages, and I did last night. Rob's in the UK and says, why the obituary every week? It's sad.
It isn't sad.
Because we have to pay respect to people who have passed away.
In the media.
The media, generally, yeah.
Because we people are a media programme.
People who've had interesting lives. What we're marking is... You see, we're all... excuse me, we're all weak.
the obituary being written now
the obituary
is
next week is going to be late.
We all need, like, a transient life, don't we? We're all just shuffling around this mortal coil. And if you've done something big in your life, or something of note, it's nice to have it recognised. So it's what life is about. Part of life is paying respect to the dead.
And the other reason, I think, is because these people pass away and it makes the mainstream news, and we're a news show, so we report on what's in the news.
There you go, Rob. Simple answer. Tom's in
There's one here. What? Just a minute. No, this is a true one, right? Because we would have used this.
Oh, of course, Lindsay.
No, I wasn't going to mention her, actually, because that was the obvious one. But they say, just as Lindsay DePaul died. Well, you know, I didn't particularly like Lindsay DePaul, but I was pleased that she knew that actor person, man, the very tall, skinny person. I can't remember his name. But and stuff like she had an interesting life. But it's just been announced that the boss of Dulux Paints has died. He died of hypothermia while trekking across the Antarctic. And the sad thing is, medics just said... all he needed was a second coat.
Oh, my gosh.
Tumbleweed moments. Or you could say, Lee, he needed to get some colour back in his body.
That wasn't funny. That was funny because he was about being in the Antarctic and needed a second coat.
Yeah, right.
It's really sad because he was in the primer of his...
Rachel, put a lid on it.
Let's brush that one aside.
Yeah, he's opened another can of worms, hasn't he? Tommy's in Kosice. He says, Eric, shut up.
Yeah, shut up, Eric. What's
the end of that question?
I've been here longer than you.
And I didn't understand this.
I've been here longer than you, and the first thing I do, when I go back to England, stop at the bar in the airport for a pint of IPA. Yeah. I've never seen IPA. You're joking, aren't you? I know what he's talking about when I was talking about going and doing the bar the other week.
Yeah, well, that wasn't in England.
No, it was here, but he's in Košice, which is in Slovakia.
Oh, I thought that was his name. I thought it was called Tom Kosica.
Me too!
All right, Tom.
Hello, Tom. Yeah, well, when you're in Poprad next time, give me a buzz and come in for a cup of tea. Yes, you can buy IPA here. It's in well-known shops that I can't mention the name of because we get into trouble.
Well, you can buy it in Slovakia?
Yes.
That's a good thing.
The Royal something brewery in Oxfordshire.
That was a funny thing, you know. You couldn't get India Pale Ale in India. I never found any.
I know. But no, Tom, really, you can. If you look at not the T, not the B, but the other one that's big, that's normally
spit it out, will you?
Oh, it's a Hipponova. Go in that shop there and you'll find some, mate. Don't worry about it. There's one in Košice, or anyway. Jan is in Slovakia as well.
Oh, look at what's... Look at the first question on there. Oh, be careful with it. Well,
yeah,
I think you are on very thin ice, Jan. Who makes your show? Who is the producer? I work in news and I like to learn. So, share.
Yeah, so, share.
Right,
Rach, off you go.
Petra's the producer.
Yeah. And if it's not
who makes it?
If it's not Petra, it's Rachel.
Yes.
Because we don't know nothing, do we, Lee?
No, never, no. ever know anything about anything.
No.
We are the puppet masters, and we
and Eric is the puppet.
What the boys say and do.
No.
And then...
It's not. That's not fair.
Eric,
Jan, I'm going to tell you the
Eric
truth.
Eric glues it together.
No. What happens is, Jan, Rachel will send me emails about stuff. Lee will send me emails about stuff. I will send me emails about... Oh, no, I'm already there, aren't I? And then we just sort of go, yeah, like that, don't like that. Yeah, like that, don't like that. Yeah, like that, don't like that. And we do the news.
Yeah. Simple as that, really.
It's how
we... I only send the stories about a crocodile ate my dingo. And
I know.
Cool, that was careful. Thank God for that.
I know. That's how you end up being called Rachel, isn't it?
I wonder where the D was going. Oh, missus. Anyway, James in the UK. Over to you. Eric and I guess Hot Pants and Lee. You can only have one piece of tech. Oh, I see what he means. Eric and I guess Hot Pants and Lee. You can only have one piece of tech. Everything else that runs on electricity or batteries has to go.
James,
we were doing so well on this programme, and you took it down to its normal level, my man. What are you like?
I know. My phone's set on vibrate as I speak.
I was talking about my toothbrush. I don't know what you guys were talking about.
Phone. Mm-hmm. Oh. That's all right. Anyway, I'm sure there's a
piece of tech.
One
piece of tech. I would keep my. I'd keep my television.
But that runs on electricity.
I know everything runs on electricity.
I see. You can have one piece of tech, but everything else.
Yes, everything else has to go.
Ah, right. So you can have one piece of tech. Yeah, got it. Right. So you'd have a telly.
I'd have my telly.
Right.
Yeah.
Lee?
I'd have me Bentley.
We're coming to that in a minute. and James, are you ready for this? No.
He'd have a police car.
No, I'd take a solar panel with me so I could power everything that I wanted to take with me.
Oh!
That works for me. Otis is in New York. I love the show, but sometimes I get angry when you guys are as right-wing as Fox. Why?
I find that offensive, Otis. I don't like that. I don't like being compared to Fox. I'm not right-wing. I'm one of those bleeding heart lefties.
Are you?
Yeah. And I am as well, actually. But I crazy like a fox.
No, I'm like Danny O'Donnell, me, in politics. Danny O'Donnell, right down the middle.
I would defend this show to the hilt, in as much that Eric tries to come across as being very right-wing, and he has very strong views on certain subjects. But actually, there isn't anything...
Right-wing
in anything he says at all. Oh. Rachel's the same. Rachel is bombastic and noisy and dramatic and enjoys having her voice heard. And in that way, the impression you can get is that there is something politically unstable in what's being said. But believe me, having listened to Rachel for over 2 years now, there is nothing that is right-wing in what Rachel states. Absolutely. And in my case... I'm just a tabloid. I am like a red-top newspaper just shouting in the background, making people look at me.
No, Otis, I'm going to agree with Rachel. I have watched Fox. And
it's embarrassing. I don't want to be compared to that.
No. I think if I was the head of Fox, there would be a lot of people going on holiday leave quickly.
All I can see is Sarah Palin pointing at Russia. It's really bad.
I can't even bear the thought of it. Otis, we have a lot of fun, but Fox...
We do.
No.
Compare us to anything else, but not Fox.
there is nothing wrong with having fundamental points of view about things, but that doesn't mean you're right wing.
No. Now I agree with Lee there that I can be a bit belligerent at times over subjects.
Well, the belligerence doesn't mean that your views are suspect.
No, but I can be a bit stroppy. I agree.
Well, she can.
You're a communist.
No. Do you know what the definition of communism is? Don't you?
Well,
Everybody's equal as long as I'm more equal than you.
That's right.
Yeah. Michael's in Stafford. That's a bit close.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Michael Stafford, I know him.
Idiot. Stupid boy. Does Lee really have a Bentley? Truth, Eric?
Yeah.
Who's Truth, Eric?
That's your other
even stupid as a Michael Stafford.
That's your good twin.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is he the one sitting on my shoulder I keep chucking off on your back?
The little halo and the white robes, the ethereal presence.
Okay, Michael, I will tell the truth.
Right, go on.
Lee does have a car with a Bentley badge on it, it's true. Unfortunately, it's made by Chrysler America. Therefore, it's a Chrysler inside, but it's got a skin that's a Bentley.
It's also got a Mercedes chassis.
So therefore it's not a Bentley at all, is it?
It's a Bentley.
Yeah.
It's a Mercedes Chrysler Bentley. Right. And it's specifically made as a replica of the Bentley. The beauty of what Chrysler did is quite amazing. They replicated cars like such as Rolls-Royce. The Rolls-Royce one is unbelievable. The charm of them is that they are actually almost cartoon cars.
Saying that Chrysler
They've
made
got a floor and he drives them with his feet.
Yeah, exactly. Chrysler made a copy of a Bentley and that's what you drive.
Yeah, but it's still based on the Bentley. It's a homage. It's a homage to the Bentley. There
Michael,
is also a difference.
Michael, I didn't need to tell you the truth. He's done it himself.
Well,
it's a
I
copy.
Have no shame. It's the difference between paying £250,000 for a car and paying £86,000 for the equivalent of the car.
If Lee's car was a movie, it would be Sybil.
Yes.
Sybil?
Yes. Sybil. Why?
Who's Sybil?
The people. She had like 9 personalities.
Yes, that's the one. Martin's in the UK.
Hey, Martin.
Hello. Lee, your turn to say hello to Martin.
Well, no, because I'm upset now. Because is he called Martin UK or does he live in the UK?
He lives in the UK. Yeah.
He could be called Martin Hook.
Stop it. I want to do radio. Should I take a media course? I'm 16 and planning.
No.
The only course you should be taking is learning how to work a panel, and that's it.
Learn to spell first. No. Learn to spell. The one thing that supposedly stupid pretend journalists in this day and age can't do is spell and construct a sentence. You can't write a media course or a newspaper or a magazine or go on the radio doing it in text speak. Learn to spell.
No, he meant
to me. Hey, settle down. He's 16 and young and impressionable.
Lee,
There's no need to shout.
Lee,
what you do with children. You shout at them.
Lee, chill. Happy pill.
All right.
Happy pill. He says, I want to do radio, which means if I say this word, this
You're
particular
right,
word,
that bit.
The word.
Yes.
How did I spell it?
What? Spell what?
The word that I just said.
Spell what?
Which word?
Radio.
Word. How did
W-O-R-D.
I...
W-O-R-D.
No, W-E-R-D. Word.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because on radio, spelling don't count.
I've just admitted, because I'm an honest Bentley-driving journalist, right? But I've admitted that I missed the radio bit when you asked me to come. So I did go on a
Martin, I'll tell you what, I'm going to be serious, because if you are 16, we should be serious. I think, yes, you should take some form of course, higher education, which one doesn't matter. Because if you can get some kind of qualification, be it an academic one, be it through an apprenticeship course, an NVQ. NVQs I like immensely because they teach you practical things as well as the theory.
Right, absolutely.
Get one of those bits of paper and hang around radio stations.
Yeah, in Australia, we get all the youngies and even people my age, which is pretty young. Yeah. We go to our community radio station and volunteer.
Yeah, and there's lots
and
of them.
You learn by touching and feeling and playing with all the slidey bits.
Yeah, and if you need a list, Martin,
twiddle knobs.
In fact, Martin, there's a new community station starting in Staffordshire near Lee. So if you're up that way, cool. Yeah, there is. And if not, look on Ofcom, OFCOM.org, and you can get a whole list of all the community stations up down the country.
Where they are and who runs them and all sorts.
Yeah, and I'm sure
community
if you've...
stations taking over from hospital stations, really, aren't
they? Really, yeah. But, I mean, I'm sure they're always crying out for volunteers, Martin. And get a bit of paper, but also get some real experience under your belt.
That's right.
You will not learn how to do media from a piece of paper. It don't happen. It really doesn't.
No, you've got to apply that. You've got to apply it to learn it.
And the fact is, I don't mind admitting, I'm 60 and I'm still learning. So
that's right, and that's what the media is about. You never stop learning. I'm 43 now, and I'm still learning.
Yeah,
I'm 43 too, and I've learned nothing.
Well, Lee's still learning to add up, by the way, boys and girls. That's why he's 43. Patricia's in London and says, TV is so boring.
Well said.
Can't you campaign to bring back 80s-style shows?
You know what,
Patricia? Let me tell you something for free. In Australia, we have this great cable network, and on one particular channel, they play nothing but 80s shows, and that's where I spend a good deal of my time. It's brilliant. It's brilliant, because all the stuff on free-to-air that's on network television here is dreadful.
It's cool. I'll tell you what it is, Patricia. Most of those shows in the 80s, and I'm sure I can... probably hook up with some of the ones that you like. It needed creativity. The problem today is that the way that so many people make programming is based on... Sorry, what did you say you wanted your program to be? How much money are you giving me? Oh, I'll just write a business plan for that and screw the creativity.
Well, the other thing too is that since the advent of reality television, it's cheaper to make. They don't have to pay actors. People watch it. Right.
Yeah.
So they just keep churning out garbage, and it's all reality based. Actors are losing jobs hand over fist because people won't pay production money to make anything new.
And isn't it funny though that reality shows are absolutely the complete antithesis of reality?
Exactly. They're scripted.
Not.
They're scripted.
That's right. And what's real about being stuck in a house, stuck in a bungalow with 12 other people? Why is that real?
It gets worse. We have. Farmer? F-A-M-A, which is farm. There is a reality show set on a farm.
Now,
the funny thing is, when this show first started, and I'm not casting aspersions, but the man who supposedly owns the farm drove down in this derelict, rickety old tractor and trailer.
Yes.
Now, he drives down the road in this magnificent, new, bright, shiny, painted tractor with adverts all over the side of it, which comes across the television, and he delivers these wonderful goods and food in pretty little baskets to the people staying there.
It's rubbish. Product placement's terrible. But you know what's the worst, one of the worst shows on television, Uncle Lee?
Go on.
Top Gear.
No!
No!
Rubbish.
No, that's creative.
No, it's not. It's boring, and it's hosted by windbags.
It's informative, instructive, constructive. What more?
Boring.
What more is do you want?
It's very, very, very funny, and it's also it's got other things attached to it which make it worthwhile.
Actually, going back to our friend earlier who was talking about setting up the program, this is a true fact of life. And very well researched. If you distribute news or information in a comedy way, people will remember it in up to 30 days. If you do straight, boring, monotone, informative stuff, they will probably remember it for about 48 hours to 5 days max.
Well, that's the psychology of engagement. And anybody who does television cleverly...
got ya! Anybody that does television cleverly.
If I watch Top Gear, at the end of that program, if I make it that far, I'm 5 points down on my IQ.
No.
No, that's a terrible thing. What Eric's just said is the very basis of tabloid news distribution. And that's why tabloid journalism is fascinating, because it has an incredible sense of humour. It's like the headline in, say, The Times, "Go to war, we are going to war on the Falklands." In The Sun, dead simply, "Up your junta."
Like
and
it.
That's the beauty of people remember that headline where they don't remember the other headline. Top Gear is a tabloid show, and it's just funny, informative. It ticks all the boxes. It should.
It doesn't. It's boring and rubbish. They need to be set on fire.
Rach, the trouble is, when Top Gear was out in its first phase, it was a very motoring style program. Informative, we'll do road tests, and they were all done properly, no comedy, and it had...
But it's not funny.
It had a really...
It is funny!
No, it's not. They're not funny. They're horrible. I want them to pass away.
Jezza, we love you.
But as far as I'm concerned, Rachel's are equivalent to the hamster.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're the hamster, Rach.
You're the hamster. Eric's the boring one. And
if you're comparing us to that show, I'm going to resign.
So, Lee's Clarkson.
Yeah.
I'm May.
Yeah, you May.
I'm James May, well, because I've got intelligence. And Rachel's the hamster.
That's right. And that's what the whole of this show is based on.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No. Sorry.
It is. The three.
I understand.
Fingers in my ears and not listening.
That's what Clarkson does, for goodness sake.
Yeah, exactly.
And on that bombshell, I'm moving to Holland for the final question. This is, I think it's Phoebe, is how you say that. I'm not sure. I think it's Phoebe. She's from Holland anyway. Do you allow visitors? Yeah, we let Lee in sometimes. We're bringing a thing stuck on the back of our car through your country in 2020. Phoebe,
get an RV, Phoebe.
You can't bring one of childing. You can't write the C word to me.
No, you can't. You can't. I'll back him to the hilt on that.
Oh, terrible!
You want yourself a nice Winnie.
Yes.
You want a nice Winnebago with all the bits and a bit of a jacuzzi in it and all that stuff.
But I have noticed the Dutch are bonkers for caravans.
They love it.
They do. They love them.
Because they all look like clogs, don't they?
Phoebe, I'll tell you what. Dear. You come. We'll make you a cup of tea if you do come here. And we will. We will. Genuinely will.
Yes, he allows visitors. If you've got the proper documentation, can be a visitor.
Our office is like open house, really, isn't it, Lee?
Well, it is, and the reason you get a cup of tea is because the tea bags are bought out of petty cash and the water is paid by the company. So it doesn't cost him a penny. Most people take out for a beer or a slivovica or something like that. No, Eric makes you a cup of tea.
Right. So I'll try and talk you out of caravanning in the future, Phoebe. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Again, apologies for not doing your questions as quickly as they should have been done. We'll try and keep on top of them in the future. Time to say goodbye, Rach.
Goodbye, Rach.
Bye-bye, Lee.
Goodbye, everybody.
And bye-bye from me as well. See you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
The Station of the Stars. RTI.